Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh my God, look at this.
I recently read a report about the discovery of a lost city deep in the jungles of Cambodia, and I jumped at the chance to investigate.
I want to tell you a story that begins over 1,000 years ago.
It's 802 AD in Southeast Asia, and a mysterious ruler named Jayavarman II appears on the scene. Inscriptions say he founded a city in the mountains where he conducted a strange ritual. Supposedly, a mystical priest used spells and powerful magic to give a sacred stone artifact known as a linga, the divine powers of the Hindu god Shiva. The king, or anyone else who controlled the stone, would have the ability to incinerate his enemies.
You remember the Shankara stones from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? Yep, those were lingas. And I think we all remember how that turned out. So, it all sounds crazy, right? But here's the thing. This ritual might just have worked.
Because the so-called God King succeeded in kickstarting a dynasty that went on to become one of the most advanced civilizations in the ancient world. Oh, and his lost city? It just got found. Using high-tech laser scanners known as LIDAR, archaeologists have stripped back the jungle and pinpointed the ruins. So I'm setting off for Southeast Asia to see the lost city for myself. My ultimate goal? Immersing myself in Cambodia's past to discover if the legend of the Linga is real. More importantly, could it hold a potentially lethal power? My name is Josh Gates. With a degree in archaeology and a passion for exploration, I have a tendency to end up in some very strange situations.
There has gotta be a better way to make a living.
My travels have taken me to the ends of the earth as I investigate the greatest legends in history.
We're good to fly, let's go.
This is Expedition Unknown. Early afternoon in the city of Phnom Penh. Shouldering the banks of the mighty Mekong River, it is a confusing and beautiful assault on the senses. I'm here to begin my journey to reach the lost city, but with a few hours to kill before meeting my first contact, I've got time to soak up the capital.
Southeast Asian markets are kind of a one-stop shop for anything. We got fruit, we got flowers, we got religious offerings, dodgy stacks of foreign currency, you name it.
The seafood couldn't get any fresher.
Pick them up? Like, what are those? Oh! Tried to escape.
But the appetizers here can be a challenge.
What in the holy hell is this thing? I mean, this is from another planet. A water cockroach, of course, delicious in the hot afternoon sun. A lot lot of protein. A lot of protein in this.
And if the city doesn't overwhelm you, there's always the heat.
Let's talk about the temperature for a second. I wish there was a way for me to communicate this. Picture being inside a wood-burning oven that is inside a volcano that is on the surface of the sun. That's roughly where we're at right now in terms of temperature. It's warm.
There have been many landlords here, and most did little to impress their tenants. In the past 100 years alone, this has been French Indochina, a Japanese-occupied territory, and a kingdom torn apart by civil war. In the middle of town sits Tuol Svay Prey High School, which was turned into a detention center during the country's darkest chapter. From 1975 to 1979, Cambodia fell under the thumb of the Khmer Rouge, a radical communist party that longed to return to the glory of the Khmer Empire and to exercise their own godlike powers. They tried, in a sense, to turn back time by emptying the cities and forcing the population into primitive agricultural slavery. The sick, the educated, anyone who spoke out was killed. When it was all over, more than 2 million people died in the Cambodian genocide. Today, they stare back at visitors in a stunned collective silence.
A lot of these people knew when the photo was taken that they were going to be executed. This young kid, they got a chain around his neck, and he's about to be killed.
Apologies. Some things are just too insane to make sense of. But against the odds, hope has proved irrepressible in Cambodia. And today, life goes on.
Saksadevai, what are these guys?
Good luck.
I need some good luck.
Cambodia's tarnished capital is today in the midst of a rebirth.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Everywhere you look, life is returning to normal. My first mission is to sit down with my old friend Nick Ray, one of the first journalists to jump on the story of the lost city, whose name I can barely pronounce.
It's called Mahendraparbata.
Mahendraparbata.
Exactly. And basically, using this new technology called LIDAR, this sort of military-grade, high technology that can pierce through the earth and the jungle canopy, they suddenly found out that this was a much bigger city, a vast, vast complex up on this jungle plateau. It's the birthplace of the Khmer Empire. It's where, in 802, Jayavarman II, he invoked the power of the Hindu god Shiva.
So how does one become a god king? What's the move?
He takes a linga. Linga in Hinduism is a phallic symbol. And this holy priest uses these magic rituals to bring this power of Shiva down into this object, which is then put into a yoni, or a female fertility symbol. And this gives Jayavarman II and the power of Shiva on Earth to make him the most powerful king Southeast Asia had ever seen.
Is there a lot of local lore and legend about the mountain itself?
Definitely so. There's certainly belief that there could be the ghost of the god king himself. It's a place, you know, of real, real mystery.
From here, the ruins are 200 miles away. Nick suggests I travel from Phnom Penh by 4x4 through the city of Battambang, and then to the ancient capital of Siem Reap, which is just 30 miles from the dig site.
Once you're in Siem Reap, you're okay to go up by dirt bike or four-wheel drive to get to the main part of the mountain.
Okay.
But then your problems start. The roads are going to be a big issue because, well, there aren't any roads. And then there's the landmines.
Why is it so mined?
Because the Khmer Rouge, they were overthrown pretty much from 79 until the late 1990s. They hid up there, and to defend it against the government, they planted mines everywhere.
And how much of that mountain do you think has been cleared?
None of them have been demarked. Do not stray from the path. Josh, can I give you a top up?
Oh, yeah. Say one thing, I'm never going to find this lost city if we keep drinking.
By the light of a new day, I'm leaving Phnom Penh and following Nick's directions to the north.
So it should be about a 8-hour drive up to Siem Reap through the city of Battambang.
In Battambang, I plan to meet with an expert who knows more about the legendary power of the linga. Driving here is not for the faint of heart, as lanes are merely suggestions, and other drivers crowd the road with slightly oversized loads. But beyond the grip of the city, the traffic thins, and my Cambodian road trip is finally getting underway. It's a bit like driving in a time machine. With each passing mile, the trappings of the modern world fade and give way to a landscape and ways of life that haven't changed much in the last 1,000 years.
As soon as you get outside of the cities, it all just drops away. Tons of rice paddies, a lot of agriculture, very rural.
Nearly 6 hours into the drive, however, it's back to reality.
Well, I was making really good time. And now I am driving in a field. Okay, this is not good.
With the construction backed up for miles and no other road, I'm going to have to find another way to get to Battambang.
Next.
Luckily, there's a train here. Sort of. All aboard the Bamboo Railroad.
A bullet train it is not, but it gets the job done.
When the French abandoned their stake in Cambodia in 1953, they took their trains, but left behind the tracks.
Is there a bathroom on this?
So the enterprising locals made their own locomotives, also known as a creaking wooden platform powered by a rubber belt and an outboard motor. The tracks are barely aligned, and the bridges aren't exactly up to code.
Dodgy bridge.
Generally, the whole thing feels like an open-air death trap, which is to say, it's pretty fucking awesome.
For me? Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, I look like a middle-aged woman on an Eat, Pray, Love tour, but considering the 115-degree heat, I'm cool with that. The Bamboo Railroad is an ingenious system. That is, until you realize that these tracks are used to travel in both directions.
Uh-oh. We're gonna die.
I'm crossing Cambodia to reach a lost city deep in the jungle. I was headed to interview an expert who I hope can give me more information on the supernatural artifact that could be hiding in the ruins, when suddenly I encounter an oncoming train.
Uh-oh, we're gonna die. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 versus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we lose.
Standoffs along the Bamboo Railroad are solved without argument. The arbiter? Simple math. The train with more passengers wins.
Yay, 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 yay.
And the losers have to disassemble their locomotive and move the whole contraption further down the line.
Okay. Good? Okay, we're back. All aboard. Next stop, Battambang.
After several more kilometers of ass-busting travel, we sputter our way into Battambang. Though the rail yards here have seen better days, this is, in many ways, the heart and soul of the country. It is a patchwork quilt of history. Remnants of war. Signs of peace. Just another confusing day in Cambodia. I have a few hours before my meeting with an antiquities expert, so I hike up to the edge of a remote mountain for a glimpse of something magical.
Every night at sunset, about 1 million bats supposedly shoot out of this cave, going out to feed for the night. This should be quite a show.
As the sun sets, I sit down with the expert who has insider information about the lost city. He has agreed to be interviewed only if we hide his identity, since the ruins could be targeted by Tomb Raiders. Not the hot girl from the video game, but actual, real-life Tomb Raiders.
It is a real problem. It is a very big problem.
So if I want to buy a relic, I want to buy a sandstone, small sandstone statue from a dig, how much do you think?
The one in the good condition, it cost more than $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what about this lost city? Is this a place that looters are targeting?
Yes.
What do they hope to find there?
Sandstone statues, and especially the Lingga. They believe that the Lingga has the immense power.
Do the looters know where the dig site is yet?
I think they know.
You think they do know?
It is their business, yeah?
Yeah.
So they always keep their ears open. If these artifacts fall in the hand of the bad people, we are not only losing the artifact, but we are losing the identity of our country.
Early the next morning, I'm renewing my efforts to reach Siem Reap, the gateway to the Lost City. I've taken the Bamboo Railroad to its last stop, so I'm switching to Cambodia's original highway system. It's a 6-hour steam from Battambang to Siem Reap, with my route taking me across the Great Tonle Sap Lake. It was once the lifeblood of the ancient Khmer Empire, and for countless modern Cambodians, it still is.
So this is the floating village. You've got 5,000, 10,000 people living out here in hundreds of these floating homes. It's basically a totally self-sufficient ecosystem. They've got markets, gas stations, restaurants, schools, churches, you name it. Pretty amazing.
It even has its own version of a 7-Eleven.
Hey, I want something to drink. Do you have beer?
$1.
One. I mean, you know, I get used to this.
New day, new city. I finally made it to the edge of Siem Reap, but now I have to face the biggest threat to my journey, landmines. I'm at the nearby Cambodian Landmine Museum to meet with Aki Ra, one of the world's foremost authorities on their disposal.
Aki Ra.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you,
I'm
too.
Aki Ra, yeah.
Thank you very much for talking with me. I appreciate it. How long have you been clearing landmines?
For 20 years.
How many landmines are left in Cambodia?
Still 4 or 5 million left.
4 or 5 million?
Yeah.
Active landmines?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you became Khmer Rouge?
About 10 years old.
Aki Ra was recruited as a child soldier after the Khmer Rouge murdered both of his parents. Under their command, he personally laid thousands of mines. Now, he's on a mission of redemption, personally removing every explosive he can find.
How many do you think that you've cleared?
I clear almost 50,000 landmines.
And will you show me how to spot them?
Yeah, I can show you.
Will it be safe?
Safe, yeah.
Aki Ra agrees to teach me how to avoid mines by taking me along for a first-hand look at the terrifying reality that all Cambodians have to live with.
This is not a good sign.
This minefield was discovered right next to a village and has not been fully cleared.
What is this going to do?
The protective suits aren't exactly out of the hurt locker.
Great.
Okay, follow me, please.
Not safe. Not safe. Safe. Did he find something?
Yeah.
He found a mine?
Yeah.
This is about 3 feet from where I'd been walking not 5 minutes ago.
So he's just found a landmine back there. He's gonna reveal it a little bit and then they're gonna get ready to detonate it. If you stepped on that, it would take off your leg.
Yeah.
Are there any other things I should avoid? Places I should not go?
Mainly leaf like this. Be careful.
If there's leaf cover, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what else?
Like this, you can step on,
uh-huh.
But when the tree grow up like this, you can step on.
Uh-huh. So anywhere there's a tree, right there is pretty safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having spent some time learning critical skills on where to step in these booby-trap jungles, it's time to detonate this mine from a safe distance.
Mine is transported by hand to a safe detonation place, which seems insane. And so now what happens? You're gonna blow it up here?
Yeah, I destroy it here.
Sounds sketchy. Let's do it. Think you have a tough job? This is a dangerous job.
You sit down like this, okay? Uh-huh. Because the explosive will come like this. Uh-huh. Yeah. Protect
this,
only in front.
Get this in place.
Yeah. You have to close your neck because a lot of fragment come. Yeah.
Okay, so this goes up here, yes?
Okay, and then straight and you do.
Got it. Okay, the device is armed.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Stand by!
And firing now!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
While investigating an active minefield in Cambodia, a powerful explosive has been discovered just a few feet away. Disposing of these mines requires moving them by hand before rigging them with a detonator.
Stand by. And firing now. Whew. Unbelievable. 30-foot by 60-foot explosion, just from this one little device. One more down, 4 or 5 million to go. Thank you, Akira.
Thank you.
After seeing what one mine is capable of, I'm heading into the city of Siem Reap with a new appreciation for the dangers beneath my feet. Legend says that on a nearby mountain, King Jayavarman II used powerful magic, placing a sacred stone relic known as a linga into a pedestal called a Yani, allowing him to tap into the power of the gods. And down here in Siem Reap, there is compelling evidence of that power. This town was little more than a provincial outpost when French explorers pushed through the dense jungles in the 19th century on a mission to rediscover lost temples. What they found was far beyond anything they could have ever imagined. Nearly 50 years after taking power, Jayavarman II passed away, his city swallowed by the jungle. But the empire he started only grew. Future kings moved down the mountain and used the same magic and rituals, and what they built here does seem beyond the ability of mortal men. From the overgrown ruins of Tapram to the majestic stone gates of Angkor Thom, each king attempted to outdo his predecessor on a scale that's almost unimaginable. One god king constructs a sandstone temple. Another installs a 2,000-foot-long royal bathtub. One even plastered 216 massive carvings of his own face on the soaring Bayan Temple. And at the center of it all sits Angkor Wat, the largest religious structure in the world. A 600-foot-wide hand-dug moat kept back the cloying vines of the jungle, preserving the mother of all temples. It is quite literally heaven on earth. A representation of the home of the Hindu gods, and of course, the king. John Mixick is an expert on the Khmer Empire and knows the exact coordinates of the ruins, but I also want his opinion on the linga before risking my life on a wild goose chase.
Tell me about Phnom Kulen, the holy mountain.
This is where Jayavarman II became a god king.
Yes, for hundreds of years thereafter, they always refer to that ritual.
Makes it a pretty potent object, I would assume.
That's right. It could instantly turn you into ashes.
So what do you think happened to Jayavarman II's linga? What do you think happened to this potent image of Shiva? Could it still be up there in the jungle?
It could well be. I would not put it out of the range of possibility. It's only now being cleared off.
Anxious to reach the remote dig site, I decide to take a direct route to the mountain. John agrees to drop me off as close as possible to the lost city. Our flight plan will take us 30 miles north of Siem Reap to a remote village on the mountain. From there, I'll use John's coordinates to reach the dig site by motorbike.
In terms of these dig sites, what are they actively digging up right now?
Well, what we're looking at now, we're hoping, is Jayavarman II's palace.
That's incredible.
For the Cambodians, to find Jayavarman II's palace would be one of the major discoveries of all time.
Soaring high above the jungles, the country seems to unfold like an endless green map. And soon, the ground rises up as we approach our destination.
That's Phnom Kuren straight ahead of us now.
There it is. There's Phnom Kuren. The Holy Mountain.
There's only one road up it, and as the rest is all footpaths through the forest.
So it's still heavily forested, still landmines.
Still landmines, I'm afraid, and still lots of wild animals up there, too.
Beautiful.
Okay, I can see a nice place to put it down.
I'm on my way to find a lost Cambodian city that's rumored to hold a mystical and powerful artifact that has the power to turn men into gods. The pilot descends onto a clearing in a mountain village. John has given me the coordinates to find the lost city and has dropped me as close as possible to the dig site. I've finally reached the holy mountain of the God King. Granted, it wasn't my most subtle entrance.
Sasade!
Yes.
Sasade, Sasade! Whole village turned out. Now it gets really hard.
This is the village of Prea Ang Tom. It's the absolute end of the line for most, since it's impossible to drive a 4x4 any deeper into the interior. It's also home to a mystical temple, where visitors come to stock up on spiritual protection for the journey ahead.
Whew. It's hot, and that's a lot of stairs. Okay.
Amidst the smoke, the monks, and the religious relics is this. A stone linga and yoni pedestal, and they're still being used in sacred rituals.
This is essentially a modern version of what has evolved from the original ceremony that Jayavarman II did in 802 AD.
A Hindu priest blesses supplicants with water, which is made holy by flowing around the linga and through the yoni. And while I'm not sure this particular rock is going to turn me into a god king, considering I'm about to go into a deadly jungle, I'll take all the help I can get. At a bare minimum, it's the first shower I've had in 3 days. I head back into the village for the most challenging part of my trip. To reach the archaeologists at the dig site, I'll have to navigate through a heavily landmined jungle. To do that, I need some wheels.
I need a bike. I need a motorcycle for rent.
You can rent?
Can,
you know?
Yeah? This one comes with half a bottle of water, which is good. And this one has a sweet basket. This guy looks pretty beat up. I don't want this. What about that bike?
And then I saw her. The marginally least crappy bike in the fleet.
This, you're hiding the good bike. This is the good one, yeah?
Right.
This is number one.
Yeah, number one.
Okay, I'll take this one.
A momentary pit stop in the rural Cambodian version of a gas station for a quick fill-up.
Give me the high octane. Give me the Fanta. That's the high test stuff, right? Cambodian gas station fuel is in a old soda bottle. Feels like there's a little bit of potential for some dangerous confusion there, but hey, it works.
And then it's time to head into the unknown. My goal is close at hand, to be one of the first outsiders to document the lost city and look for evidence that the story of Jayavarman's ceremony is more than just a myth.
Lost city? Here I come.
On either side of these narrow trails, the mountain is littered with deadly explosives, and staying upright is something of a challenge.
This is some fucking road. Whoa, almost went down there. Oh, can somebody get a machete back here, please?
After a punishing ride, I spot a clearing and pull the bike over. What I see next takes my breath away.
Look at this.
I have finally reached the edge of the lost city of Mahendra Parvata.
No tourists, no people. If you want to talk about real discovery, real adventure, this is it. There's nobody up here. Nobody comes up here.
These stone temples are 1,000 years old and were first spotted by French archaeologists in the 1930s.
Amazing.
However, the full extent of the ruins remained elusive until just recently.
Unbelievable. Look at that. So cool.
Nearby, there's more evidence that I'm headed toward the heart of the lost city.
So at one time, this is a road that would have gone all the way down to the valley below, down to where Angkor Wat is today. And people would have made a pilgrimage up here to the Holy Mountain. And they've carved these incredible stone animals up here.
Over the hill, I discover something else. People. Here, far from the outside world, an army of excavators is living and working deep in the jungle to reveal a city buried for centuries. With the threat of looters, few outsiders are allowed to see the site, and I'm lucky that John called ahead and secured permission.
Hey,
Chen.
Welcome. You
nice
must
to meet
be
you.
Joss.
Yes, right. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. That's my good nice friend, Darif.
Nice to meet you. Let's start with this. Why did you choose to hone in on this area?
Well, we suspect that this was the royal compound for the very first king of the Angkorian Empire.
So you think that this area we're in now was part of Jayavarman II's royal enclosure?
To the best of our knowledge, to the best of the information that we have today, we believe this is the site.
Tell me a little bit about what the LiDAR showed up here.
Oh, okay. Well, LiDAR is a very new technology where they send this light through various levels of the canopy.
Right.
You know, it's a bit like radar. Literally, it shows you the outlines.
LiDAR works by firing bursts of lasers from above. The beams allow archaeologists to virtually strip back the jungle canopy and see not only ruins, but objects hidden underground. In this case, the LiDAR revealed the lost city of Mahendra Parvata, a huge network of roads, structures, and habitations.
All of this is jungle over here, and it's just stripped away, and you can see a perfect outline of the site.
Yeah. When the data came out, all of us was blown away. Look at those lines. Are those roads?
Yeah.
So like 1,200 years ago, there were highways cutting through this plateau.
It's amazing.
We're right here, this little square.
What would you like to find up here?
I think it would be great if we can find the signature of the king, isn't it?
Yeah. Perhaps you find Jayavarman II's linga.
Right, that would be great.
Just up the trail was Jean-Baptiste Chivance, the leading archaeologist at the Lost City.
Are you JB?
Who showed me another major find.
So you see this block here?
It's
a laterite block. Uh-huh. This is typical of archaeological feature.
So you started with just this?
Yeah. And then, well, let's see.
Yeah, show me.
Before the LiDAR, JB spent years up here excavating individual pieces of the city. This one stone was a clue that something was nearby. But it took the LiDAR to reveal that this may have been the edge of a massive monastery.
They were pretty skilled with the building. Then they start the wall, which is the best preserved section we have here.
These stone walls and delicate roof tiles haven't been seen by anyone for a millennium.
And it turns because it continues on this way?
Well, that's just the west, the east.
Whoa, scorpion! My long journey to find the lost city of the God King has brought me deep into the jungles of Cambodia. I've found spectacular ruins of the city, as well as the archaeologists who are revealing it brick by brick. I'm also learning that this is a place brimming with danger.
Whoa, scorpion, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up. JB, I just saved your life.
Thanks, man.
You get a lot of these here?
Yeah. Basically, the trench is a very good trap.
He looks pissed off, too.
Yeah, he's not happy. He's probably hungry.
And then how do you get them out of there?
We ask my crazy assistant to pick them up.
Pick!
What's your pick?
Yeah.
He just said that you were crazy.
No, I'm a bit, half.
Half crazy?
Half crazy.
Completely crazy.
What's up? What, you want that?
No, I don't want it.
Just don't get bitten.
Pick! You are legitimately an insane person. You need to be evaluated professionally. You really do have a crazy assistant.
Yeah.
The trenches that I'd seen were amazing, but neither seemed to be the right fit for Jayavarman's ceremony site. To connect with the gods, he probably used the top of the mountain. So that's where I needed to get to. With night falling and a storm on the horizon, I was about to pack it in, when I received a surprising offer.
I can take you to the place nobody know about.
Like a secret place?
Yeah, like a secret place. Yeah.
A new place?
Yeah.
This is what I came for. Pick has agreed to take me to a location that archaeologists are only just beginning to explore.
And we can get there in the dark?
Yeah, we can get it in dark. The boat is very bad.
Very bad?
Yeah, very bad.
Let's go for it, come on.
All right, let's go.
Go, lead the way.
All right.
I'm behind you.
With night upon us and a thunderstorm on the horizon, this could be a huge mistake. But Pick drives on, leading me to an area that is seldom seen by outsiders.
Here?
All right, yeah, here.
We're near the top of the mountain. This is ground zero for the legend of Jayavarman. Could this be the spot where he conducted his mystical ceremony? With a storm fast approaching, we immediately begin to search for evidence.
Wait, back up.
Snake. Green snake,
yeah.
It's poisonous, yeah?
It's very poisonous, yeah. Deadly poison.
Deadly poison?
Yeah, deadly poison.
That bites us, what happens?
Oh, you're dead, man.
You may be crazy, but you got a good eye. Holy shit. Look at this. Big overhang, yeah? Oh my God, look at this. Oh my God.
These carvings look to be about 1,200 years old and are beautifully preserved. This is an incredible find and has been seen by few outsiders. And the inscriptions indicate that this site was likely used for rituals.
Look at this, Pick. This is the world's worst bridge. It looks very safe. Pick, I've seen a lot of bad bridges before. This may be the worst. The worst one ever. Oh my God. Okay, I'm across. Are you coming over? I weigh twice as much as you. If it didn't collapse for me, you should be fine. Oh, look at this. Huge yoni.
Pick has led us to a perfectly preserved stone yoni.
Look at the size of this thing.
Want to go around the leader, yeah. And then coming up through the uni.
Yeah, it's just like the one I saw at the temple in Phraya Ngtam, except 1,200 years old.
This ancient sandstone vessel once held a linga. Though the relic is missing, the yoni is further evidence that this mountain was once the site of mystical ceremonies, and could even have been the location where Jayavarman became a living god. I've seen more than enough to convince me that Jayavarman's ceremony actually took place, though his magic is still a mystery. We decide to push on, and ominously, the weather pushes back. Even I'm starting to get wrapped up in the legend of the God King.
Locals think this whole mountain is basically haunted. They say that the spirit of Jayavarman is up here, and I have to say, with the rain and the thunder and the lightning, it is a very freaky place. Looks like old footholds?
Old steps.
Old steps?
Yeah.
That was the craziest bolt of lightning I've ever seen. That was like some power of God shit.
Finally, the lightning strikes and thunderclaps feel like they're right on top of us. We quickly head back to the bikes to end our investigation and escape the storm.
Come on.
Unfortunately, the rain has turned the trails to mud, and it is now dangerous going on the mountain. We make it down as far as the village, but with the rain coming down in sheets, we take shelter in Pick's jungle home.
So we're about halfway down the mountain.
Yeah.
Now what?
Beer time.
Beer time, yeah. Okay, let's take a load off. I can reassess my life decisions up to this point.
Though my drinking companions are mostly former Khmer Rouge soldiers and one crazy local guide, I am happy to have a roof over my head and a bit of light in an otherwise imposing jungle.
Pick, is this light on a generator?
Yeah.
Is all the power on a generator?
Yeah.
What time does it go off?
9:15.
By the light of a new day, I head down the mountain and back towards civilization. There's obviously more to be found here, but it will take years to fully excavate the city.
I gotta get some coffee.
History tells us that the quest for absolute power is a dangerous desire. For the god kings of the Khmer Empire, the power of the Linga, or at least the perception of that power, allowed them to build artistic achievements without equal. For the Khmer Rouge, absolute power gave rise to the very darkest and most deadly aspects of human nature. In truth, this country has always been a puzzle to me. Not because of the history, but because of the people who keep picking themselves up and dusting themselves off. They have adapted, they have endured, and they are, despite everything, filled with hope for the future. The story of Cambodia is still being written from both ends of the book. At this very moment, on a heavily landmined mountain, daring archaeologists are discovering the very first chapter. We now know that the story of Jayavarman is more than a myth. His city has been revealed by 21st century technology, and the jungle is giving up his long-held secrets. Having found a ceremonial Yani, there may well be a Linga here too. But does it wield the fearsome power of the gods? As archaeologists continue to shift this ancient soil, new discoveries will be made, and the lost artifact of power could be next, waiting just beneath our feet.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.